This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, British Prime Minister Tony Blair faces critics of the war in Iraq within his own party. First, for the first time in 15 years, the National Guard says it will fail to meet its recruitment quota. The war in Iraq and the possibility of going there makes a lot of people anxious. And now, some reserve and guard members returning from Iraq are finding that it may be hard to resume life at their old civilian jobs. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
When James Hawken gave his employer, Albertson's Grocery Stores, notice that he'd be away for 2 weeks on active duty as an Air Force guardsman, he didn't think it would be a big deal. After all, he'd been activated to Iraq once before. But when he returned from his mandatory training stint, he found a hole in his paycheck.
I had left to do my 2 weeks. Well, Labor Day fell in that. It's a normally paid holiday for me. Well, when I came back, they told me that since I was in the military, they weren't going to pay me that holiday.
Hawken, who helps to load military transport planes at Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento, was upset.
You know, I'm fulfilling my military obligation, you know, doing something for the country, and I basically felt like they were punishing me.
Donald Dorfman is a Sacramento attorney and voluntary ombudsman who mediates benefits disputes between the Guard and Reserve and their employers. Dorfman says withholding Hawken's vacation pay was wrong. A former judge advocate with the Air Force National Guard, Dorfman says Albertsons, which did not respond to interview requests, was ignoring the law. USERRA, the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Act, was signed in 1992 after the first Gulf War to protect the employment rights of returning servicemen and women. Don Dorfman says there's a common reason for USERRA violations.
For the most part, it's usually a lack of information about what the law provides.
In Hawkins' case, Dorfman says if holidays are normally paid to employees, service in the military reserve or National Guard would also have to be paid under USERRA.
If he were off for another reason that the company recognizes other than military service, and if his contract called for all employees to get that paid vacation, he should get it.
And at this point, James Hawken says getting every bit of his pay helps. When he was activated last year to Iraq, it meant his wife had to pay for the child care he usually provided on his off hours. Their expenses skyrocketed.
So we went from paying maybe a couple thousand a year, and in the year I was activated, we ended up paying like $14,000, $15,000 for daycare.
Michael Hanneman had a happier experience with his employer. Hanneman is a watch commander for the Cerritos Station of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and he was one of over 300 Sheriff's Department personnel called up for active duty.
We were initial activation, and then we were sent to Kuwait for preliminary staging, and then we were part of the initial invasion into Iraq for part of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Hanneman's boss, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, has been lauded by the Bush administration for being especially supportive of his reserve and guard employees during the Iraq War. But Michael Hanneman says he's heard unhappy tales from some of his reserve colleagues who have returned to other jobs.
A lot of people incurred some serious financial difficulties while they were gone, and then others, they came back to find out that they'd been passed over for positions and just difficulties and just hardships of being gone.
Charles Ciccolella, a Deputy Assistant Labor Department Secretary, says USERRA is designed as protection against employer discrimination solely on the basis of military status.
The law provides employment rights, meaning that an employer cannot discriminate against an individual because of his or her military service. And it provides reemployment rights, which means that when a National Guardsman or reservist, for example, returns from their active duty, they should be promptly reinstated in their employment.
Ciccolella says there has been a rise in complaints, but is proportionate to the number of people serving. After the first Gulf War, he says, one out of every 54 military personnel returning had a complaint.
And today we're seeing one out of 76. So we know that the law is working better, but I just can't emphasize that one complaint is taken extremely seriously.
Although employer education has helped, attorney Don Dorfman predicts such challenges may continue as stretched tight guard and reserves are called up again.
There's a lot of unhappiness among people that have been activated two and three times. The employer's patriotism has run a little thin at this point.
As thin as the guard and reserves that the government is increasingly depending upon. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.